And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from John 15, verse 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And then this passage, this is from Romans chapter 7. Or do you not know, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives? For the married woman is bound by law to her husband while he is living. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law concerning the husband. So then, if while her husband is living, she is joined to another, she shall be called an adulteress. For if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God. Just a few things in both that passage and in the John passage says that we're called as branches to bear fruit. We're not called to be fruit producers. We're called to be fruit bearers. And there's a big difference. So many Christians want to see their life to be fruitful, particularly in areas of ministry that they'll read about somebody else or hear somebody else speak, and they start striving, and they'll even start imitating. I've been to conferences where, I've seen the Holy Spirit do some amazing things with people. I've also watched people get pushed down and manipulated because people want to produce fruit. They want to feel successful, look successful. But our calling isn't to produce fruit. Our calling is to simply bear fruit. And the idea, again, that you're like this branch and you've been attached to the vine, the root system and the trunk of a grapevine. Not really a trunk, it's more of a... But I guess it is to a grape. But that's not how it works at all. The branch is one with the vine. They're one vine. The vine represents the roots, the trunk, the leaves, the fruit, the branches, everything. And I'm just part of the vine called branch, and my role is to rest in him and receive from him life that flows from him and bear fruit. He's the fruit producer. I'm the fruit bearer. And branches never strain and struggle and strive to bear fruit. They just simply rest, remain, and receive. And the thing I love about this passage in Romans 7, many people are real familiar with the John 15 passage about bearing fruit, but I love this. He says again, therefore, my brethren, you were made to die to the law being self-effort, trying your best for God by your sincere best effort, doing things in your own strength, though for God. Therefore, my brethren, you were also made to die to the law through the body of Christ. When he was crucified, you were crucified, who used to be, that you might be in union with another, to him who raised him from the dead, that he might bear fruit to God. The vine that you and I are one with is a risen Christ. In this season of Easter, resurrection, we're not just in union with a vine, we're in union with one that conquered death. And so it's really pretty irrelevant how weak and inadequate you might feel as the branch. You're not the source of the life. The vine is. And the vine that you're in union with is a risen one. Which is amazing to me. Which helps me to rest even more. That this vine can produce fruit through this branch no matter how gnarly and weak this branch might seem and appear or have been proven to be in the past, because it's resurrection vine life that's coming forth, which is overcomes any weakness or any inadequacy of the branch. The only thing my part is to abide, his part is to produce, to release life. But there's one other little part he does to accelerate the process. To teach me to rest. I'm the vine, my Father is the vine dresser, and every branch that in me does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it bears more fruit. And the word prune here really is just the Greek word cleanse. Just getting away stuff that might get in the way. John was talking about that when we were coming in, is that I used to work for a landscaper a long time ago when I was going to Bible college. One of the ways I paid my way through Bible college, it was just him and me. We did a lot of trimming. My azalea bushes are not very healthy because I don't trim them. I haven't trimmed them in 17 years, or do I ever intend to trim them, because I spent too many times trimming those kind of things. But if you know what you're doing when you trim, so it'll come out next spring with more flowers, you know exactly where to trim, and you know exactly how much to trim. Because if you don't know where, if you trim in the wrong place, it won't be fruit-bearing. And if you trim too much, one of the ways God accelerates the whole fruit-bearing process is that he prunes us. He allows us to go through things, times of testing, times of battle, little tours through the wilderness. Because whenever you trim, if you could think of like an azalea or a fruit tree, and this is, I think of azalea because I trimmed a lot of those. What you've done is you've injured the branch. And that injured place, because it needs healing, it needs more life, the vine pours sap an excessive level into that place. And it doesn't just heal it when it's done. It's a healthier branch in that place than it's ever been before, and therefore so much life sap has been concentrated in that wounded place, it bursts forth with greater flowers in the spring. That's what God does. Our job is just to abide. His role is to produce and occasionally prune so that we can handle bearing more of what he produces. It just makes us more dependent, more restfully dependent on the life of the vine. And it just causes more life of the vine to be concentrated and manifested in our life. It just causes the flow to get bigger and therefore bear more fruit. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.